This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Okay, we're back with This is Gross. Thanks for listening. This week I got Derek Anderson, who's our backup quarterback, but probably starter mentality or starter quality in the NFL. We're lucky to have him. Good guy in the locker room, good guy on the field, and good guy to have on the show. So hope you all enjoy it, and thanks for listening. So this is you're on now.
I'm live.
I kind of start them all the same way. I just hit record and try to catch somebody off guard because I don't want it. I never want it to feel like a scripted interview. And guys are always like, "Do you write questions before, or do you?" And I'm like, literally, I don't do anything. So, without further ado, welcome Derek Anderson to the show.
Thanks for having me.
That's the formality of it all.
It's pretty simple and easy.
Basically, now we freestyle for the next 20 minutes or so. If it gets boring, I cut it off. If it like the longest it's been is like 22 minutes. If we're like really flowing.
Okay, I got lots of random stuff for you.
Pressure's on. So okay, so I usually do a little bit of football stuff because people kind of want to hear it. So if I have to force myself. So as a backup QB. There's a rumor around the locker room that we have the best backup QB in the whole NFL. Would you care to expand on that?
I don't know about maybe that, but I don't know. I think it's, for me, it's just preparing, you know, knowing I'm just one play away. You know, if Cam goes down, I got to be ready to go. But for me, it's just a pride thing. Take pride in my work. I try to help the defense as much as I can. I watch their offense. Just kind of understand my role and I embrace it and enjoy it.
That got real interviewee right there.
Was that too much?
Was that too much?
Okay. Well, but it is. I mean, you know, I mean, it is. Like I.
We're gonna have to restart.
No, we're not. But it is. I wouldn't say I'm the best. Maybe backup quarterback in the league. I'm sure there's guys out there that are better than me. But I just
I'd say you're a starter quality and caliber, and you've proven that.
Well, I appreciate.
So there's
that.
My two cents.
There's a little. Validity.
I would also say that we all love having Cam Newton as our quarterback. God forbid there was ever something that happened, like his shoe exploded and he had to go get a new pair of bright purple camo cleats. We would all feel very comfortable having you in there, but we probably wouldn't. The right read option might go away, but
no, I think we got to keep it. We got to.
You can run.
You got to make him honor.
The ultimate surprise would be option with you.
I mean, if they can try it with Blaine Gabbert, at least I think I can get one or two yards, right.
Well, it's fun at practice. I love watching you because you enjoy. You said you embrace the backup role, so you have to run all the scout team stuff. So some weeks you are a read option quarterback, some weeks you're a pocket passer throwing the deep ball, and you get pretty fired up and let the defense know when you exploit any of their weaknesses. It's hilarious.
You got to have fun with it. I mean, for me, it's fun. It's about being around the guys and the banter out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know coaches probably don't like it sometimes because I'm kind of.
But I love it. I egg it on.
Throwing knives at them a little bit, but. I don't know. To me, it is a good time. And if you're not having fun when you're practicing, it's not. I mean, you're kind of the same way. You get the same thing.
Yeah,
you like to joke
in
the huddle a little bit. I got my crew. I can't really tell them what I call them, but
no.
I have my little my scout team crew. And
people don't know. You don't even have a full offense of offensive players. Like, because in the NFL, we're so limited numbers-wise. You might have a defensive tackle as your left tackle.
Casey Walker. He's the worst left tackle in the sky.
He's 6'2", 340.
No, 5'11".
5'11", 340. And he tries to play offensive tackle against the Kraken.
It's not happening.
No, good thing they don't hit you.
But he tries hard, and I start yelling at him, and that's the worst part. I expect him. I'm like, hey, you can do that. No, you can't.
Oh.
And then he gets mad at me, but...
Well, but... there's just not enough guys, and I don't want to do double reps.
Well, you
as
can't.
Old as I am, well, I need to rest.
You're not that old yet. Don't sell yourself short.
Because if I'm old, then you're old.
Then I'm really old.
What are you now?
No, 31? I'm 30. No, I'm young 30.
You're low mileage 30.
Yep. Well, a lot of sex.
High mileage early.
Yes.
Hey, so Utah, this is good. Utah, my alma mater, played the Beavs, Oregon State Beavs, the other day. And it's not right to put like a monetary bet on things. So we said, hey, loser has to buy the other guy a nice coffee mug because we're both coffee people.
Correct.
Right?
Every day.
Every day you come in with your
Trenta iced coffee, no sweetener.
That's
low calories.
That's a pretty close to a man's drink. I got into it with D'Angelo on this show once because he gets a soy chai latte, no water, skinny or something like that.
My wife might drink that.
I'd say I get black coffee. And he said, who drinks black coffee? And he said, me and old men. But you're there. Right?
It's just easy.
It's just easy.
Ice, because I like to get it down the hatch as fast as possible.
In the morning.
In the morning. You got to get that caffeine in.
What time you get there? Early, though, because I just get here at like 6:30. You already got the coffee.
Done. It's gone by 6:30. 6 a.m., horn goes off. I'm in Starbucks. If I'm late, this is kind of funny because they haven't quite figured my schedule out and what's going on. They have no idea what's going on. They're like, why are you not here on Mondays and Tuesdays early?
Right.
But I just let it ride. But so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is kind of tricky because when we go on the road, I got to go find it.
Right.
And walking around Minneapolis the other night or other morning.
It was cold, too.
Pitch black. Some suspicious activity going on.
But you got to get your Trenta.
But I found it. I had to get it.
So you could never just go like coffee at the hotel and put it on ice. You have to go to the Starbucks.
Now we do.
Well, you got the app deal on your phone too, right?
Find it. It wasn't right this week, so it kind of took me a little bit longer.
Well, good thing you're a resourceful man.
We got off topic there.
Well, no, that's fine. We're just trying to fill time. no, so we had to get mugs, and the Utes lost to the Beavers.
In a thriller.
In a thriller, 51-48 or something like that. So I said, you know what? I could get you just like a nice stainless steel mug that's like engraved with Derek. What's your middle name?
Matthew.
Matthew Anderson on it. But I said, no, I'm going to get you something that you can really remember me by. So I went on like some website and I made my own mug with photos. And I found pictures of you getting sacked in Cleveland and in Arizona and in the Pro Bowl even and in Carolina.
How did I get sacked in the Pro Bowl?
That never happened. I thought that was illegal to go that hard. But and then you know, and I had just pictures of the highlights of all the glorious moments of your career, and I gave it to you, and I think you put it on your mantle.
It's on my desk, and we look at it every day. If I need a reload, I reload it. Shula pulled it out the other day, and he was looking at it, and he was like twisting around. He just started smiling. He was like, "Where did you get this?" So then I had to explain it to him, and he's like, "Oh, kind of makes sense." And he's like, and then I had obviously you got the nice picture of me during my infamous press conference on there too.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
That's all fine. Anyway. That was a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah. Can we talk about it?
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah.
So, well, people that might not know will know now.
Correct.
Because I'm heard by millions of viewers across the seas. So Monday Night Football, when you were a Cardinals QB, the game was going poorly.
Very poorly.
And you got people here's, and I've tried to explain this on the show, and that's like one of the things I'm proud of is people understanding like a little bit of like what goes on in our heads and our minds and during the week. And I say sometimes you either gotta laugh or cry when things are terrible. And like if you're losing and you're injured and things aren't terrible. The job's hard.
Right.
Okay. Let's keep it in perspective. When the job's going bad, you gotta laugh or cry. And you said that on the sidelines, one of your linemen who probably felt terrible because you had gotten hit so many times that game, said something funny to you to try to like...
Well, he said there was a guy that was behind our bench that didn't matter if we were winning by two touchdowns or losing by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
He was wearing me out from the first snap in the preseason till...
This is
a home game in our own stadium. And this clown is behind our bench yelling at me, saying the ridiculous things. And Deuce Latouille, he's a prankster kind of guy.
He's a known jokester.
Yeah, he's a jokester. And he just kind of sat there, and I said, you all right? And, I just kind of went over and was talking to him. And he said, and this dude's wearing me out, and the guy says some obscenities to me, and he said, I just kind of looked at the dude, shook my head, and then Deuce said, I got your back, D.A., and I just kind of smiled.
Right.
And
well, you appreciate the...
Yeah, and like I just didn't really... I mean, what are you going to say?
At the time, you're thinking, if I go off on this guy, that'll end up on TV.
All right. And I wanted to. Right. I mean, obviously the mindset was there.
Right.
But and he said that, and I kind of just smiled or whatever. And then thanks to John Gruden, he blew it up into
said that it was a big no-no. And then you got in the interview, like every quarterback does, and you didn't know about it.
Had no idea.
And they asked you what was so funny, and you, at that point, finally had had
enough. I had had enough. I did. Well, and then the thing goes back to the guy. He had been wearing me out. The reporter had been asking me just silly things through, you know, through the course of the season. I kind of just, I really wanted just to be like, okay, dude, whatever happened, I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's not your business. And he kept asking me, and then I kind of yelled at him and learned from it.
It's You're famous, though, whatever. Because it's like on every video of how not to interview.
Exactly.
That we have to.
So at least I can be a teaching tool, right? And then all my buddies joke with me. All my buddies in Arizona, like down there, like last night I got a text. They were down at the game or whatever. And then they were sending me texts and it wasn't going good. And they said, that's fine. That's what they send.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Well, a good friend would.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
one of the things.
You can laugh about it.
You know, in the NFL locker room, man, that's the best. In your locker, you like you quarterbacks are kind of over by our O-line room. And I think, you remember that? Did you ever see that show, The Neverending Story?
Falcor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Remember when they had to run through that, like, gauntlet of the statues that shot lasers out? That's like our locker room area is that part of the movie. If anybody walks through, like just this morning, you and I were there because we're always like one of the earliest ones.
Yeah.
And in came Thomas Davis. And he was wearing, Thomas Davis always matches.
Olive
and he had
shorts,
olive
shirt.
Olive shorts, olive shoes. And just it's 6:30 in the morning. Hey, Green Bean. We said, you look like a Army guy on his day off. You said you look like, it looks like a baby threw up on you, and he just keeps walking, can't even handle
it. At 6 in the morning, you gotta, I mean, you gotta have 6.
Well, we're hopped up on coffee.
That's right.
As well.
Got the caffeine, among other things, in the system.
Yes.
Got the smoothie in.
Right.
Got the smoothie.
We went over that with Sin last week. You're one of the smoothie weirdos.
I am. It's helping me, though.
Well, you are leaner. When you got here, you were a little skinny
fat.
I was fat.
Coming off the lockout, I had a too much fun with my buddies, too many barbecues, too much golf.
Now you're a lean machine.
Now I had to put the work back
in. Speaking of golf, you Arizona was good to your golf game, if nothing else, right?
Very.
You go down and you play, and you're buddies with a lot of the pros, right?
Yeah.
And you can keep up with them?
Well, no. They give me strokes.
How much?
I end up finishing like the summer at like a 0.6 or something.
No.
So, yeah, well, I play a lot.
No one on this team's better than you. Piggy was okay.
No.
When he was here.
There's not a lot of guys that probably put the same amount of time into
it. In the whole NFL?
No, there's a lot of guys. Romo's very good.
Tony Romo's very good. There's like the best golfers like you, you know who's good in the whole NFL?
Romo's very good. I mean, he's tried to play in a couple of PGA events.
Who else?
I don't really know anybody else.
You should lay it on the gauntlet out there. Just say, or lay it
down.
I
like to, when I get done, when I'm retired, I have a couple kids play in the, what do you call it? They have the
Pro-ams?
Tournaments down. No, they have the they have pro tours, mini tour stuff down
there
in Arizona.
Cool.
Maybe playing a couple of those just to play. I mean, I play with a bunch of the guys now.
I'm going to break some news to you right now. If you just said, when I have kids, I want to go on the pro tour, that's not going to happen.
Well, when you have
kids,
a little bit bigger.
No, when you have kids, your golf game is going to go in the tank for about 8 years, bud. It depends. If you ever want to see your children, then you can't be a pro football player and an aspiring pro golfer. But if you want to be a deadbeat dad, then go for it.
You're right. You're probably right.
The choice is yours.
You're probably right, and my wife will probably appreciate that.
Recently married.
Yes.
This summer.
July.
Bend, Oregon.
Yep.
A beautiful part of the world. A lot of people don't know about
Northwest. If you guys haven't been there, just go ahead and stay out.
My wife and I once vacationed in Bend.
Where'd you go?
We stayed in a bed and breakfast downtown. We went to Khalil's football camp in L.A., and on the way back, we said, we need to go to Bend. So we flew into the airport there, which is like a bus stop, and we stayed there. It's awesome. But I was trying to get invited, but you didn't invite me.
Well, we had limited numbers.
Well, but you can't invite
a
theoretical back blindside tackle for
you? I could have. I probably missed the boat.
I could have driven. It's only like 4 hours from my hometown.
I know you should have.
We're going to get a reunion in this summer.
McCall,
Idaho.
I'm going to catch some fish.
You're coming.
I'm bringing my fishing pole.
My backyard playground, stomping grounds.
What kind of fish do I get?
They got kokanee.
Do I got a troll?
Yeah,
oh,
troll,
no.
Deep.
Deep troll.
We can go fishing. You can come when the salmon and steelhead run's happening.
Mm.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I do.
All right. We could also just ride around on the boat and sunbathe.
We'll make sure. I'm going to need like a 4-month window ahead of time so I can take my shirt off. I get a little self-conscious about that summertime.
Do you fake bake or do you go natural?
No, I tend to go in the pool late in the evening,
yeah,
have a couple adult beverages, and then
nice.
I lay there, relax, try and get some sun early,
right,
so then I can go out when, you know, everybody else is out there and feel.
Well, you have tattoos, so you got to get the... You can't be all pasty.
Well, I'm about to just keep them going, just cover up the paste.
You going the whole bod?
No, I
can't.
The
t-shirt?
Do that. I can't go t-shirt.
There is one thing I'm jealous of you of. Well, there's a few, but one thing. You live in uptown in a condo high rise. That's all we'll say. But there's such a good group of dudes that live there. And it's like, I feel like you're kind of in like an adult frat house a little bit, because it's like you and Keekly, Brockle, Sin, Amini. Who else is up
Brad.
There? Brad. Brad Nortman. Anybody else? Doesn't matter.
We got a lot of guys.
The list goes on and on. And yeah. You guys are just doing impromptu dinner dates, going, you
training camp was pretty amazing because most of our wives.
Yeah, I was in the gang during training
camp. It
was
pretty good.
And I got a little glimpse into it.
Yep.
But and now, then, you get, every day, you just keep. Do you guys just rotate like who Luke gets to come eat with? Because
Luke went to breakfast. My wife and I went to breakfast. We went with him a couple of times. And then he came to dinner one night. And then now Sen's wife's out of town this week.
So now
I went up
buddies.
There. Went up there last night and hung out with him and AJ.
Yeah.
So we kind of go around. Then Dom's downstairs playing shuffleboard, and we go down there and play a little shuffleboard, have a little competition.
Yeah, Hickson.
Yeah, and then we just, you know, make the rounds. It's kind of nice.
That's where everybody goes, though, like if their wife's gone, because none of us are like, we don't do anything we shouldn't do when our wives are gone.
Right.
We're like, hey, I just don't want to be alone. So which other guys are single for the night, and where do we want to go to dinner? And it needs to be at like 6 because I want to be home by 9.
And asleep by 9:45.
Exactly. It's pretty wild. So what's your typical, like, what's your Friday afternoon looking like today? I know I got to take my son to piano. He's got a piano recital coming up. And then my mom comes into town, so I got to go to the airport, pick her up. So by about, like, 7, the dust will all settle.
Then your comfort.
And then
comfort.
I can relax in a little bit. What's yours looking like?
Mine's
no kids,
a little earlier than that.
Newlywed.
No kids. We got a dog who's...
What kind of dog we got?
Chocolate Lab. She's kind of been a pain.
Typical, you know, yeah.
Oregon dog.
Right.
Lab retriever, you know. So Friday, I've been taking a nap on the love sack with the dog.
Like the bean bag?
The giant bean bag.
Nice.
Lay there. She, you know, we sleep for a little while. My wife studies and...
Studying for?
Real estate.
Nice.
She's working on it, working hard. And take a nap, and then she kind of eventually is like, hey, we need to eat dinner.
She rouses you.
Yeah, we need to do something, and she gets bored. Like, okay, I'm tired of you just laying here watching golf. And then she either makes dinner or we go to dinner on Fridays.
Friday's a big night.
Maybe come home, watch a
movie. Calm before the storm.
It is. Just lay low. If we got family coming in, obviously you go pick them up. Or my aunt and uncle get in Saturday, so that'd be kind of fun. They're driving. I don't know if they flew to Louisiana. I think they flew down there, and they're driving, like, the loop.
Oh, I love the family and friends travel schedules based on our games. Oh gosh, I'm always so jealous. Like, I'll have buddies, like a whole group of high school buddies came to Arizona, you know? And they're like, oh, we don't even know where we're staying. We're flying down. Hey, you want to get together for dinner? We're probably going to go out and, you know, see the town. And can you get us tickets? The whole time I'm like studying their third down tendencies, which pass rush moves these guys do. That's the thing. I'm always so jealous of the casual friend or family that gets to come to the game. But the only time I got to feel how it was is my wife plays tennis a lot.
Right.
She had this big match coming up, right? And all of our friends were going to go. I call it tennis tailgating. So I'll go. I'll take my lawn chair, my cooler. I'll sit and watch. And so there was like 10 of us that were going to go. And she was all nervous for the game. She's like, it's just not fair, she said. You guys get to go and sit there and just relax and have fun and watch me, and I got to handle all the stress and play in the match. And I was like, oh, boo-hoo.
I've been doing this for how long?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
get to enjoy the days?
Exactly.
That's kind of like going back to college. I went back during the bye week to the Oregon State game.
Yeah.
And I sat there, and I was like, if I could do it all over again, I think I might just be a casual student because these kids have it great. I'm standing there, the kid behind me just wearing the ref out. I guarantee he had way too much to drink.
Yeah.
And he's just in there, and he's just having a blast. He has no worry in the world. He's not going to class on Monday.
No, he's got Sunday to recover.
For sure. Well, he might not even – yeah, Sunday. He might have another Sunday that's great. You know, and then – just to do it again without actually having a regiment – would be kind of nice.
It is. Well, but I wouldn't. You say you'd change it. You wouldn't change
right.
it.
You're
wouldn't change
right.
it. You'd do it all over again. Because once we're done playing, then we can live that dream. You know, but hopefully that's not for a long time.
Floating around watching T-ball games.
If you stay as a legitimate backup quarterback, you got another 10 years in you.
I hope.
Your life. The
10
life
more years. That'd be 19 years.
The life expectancy of a backup QB is longer than a left tackle.
Correct. Well, I got a little bit less weight, but it's also the most dangerous job in the preseason. Remember
ooh,
that?
Ooh, brutal.
Don't remember
you get the
along
misfits
with the,
in front of you.
Along with the, what's Harstock call? He calls it the longshoreman.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else. The deep sea fisherman and the backup quarterback in the preseason. It's dangerous.
You always come and ask me because you don't even know half the guys in front of you during the preseason. You're like, gross. How what are my odds today? And I'm like, buddy, I'd get rid of it quick if I was.
We had a good field. I mean, I think I only got sacked once.
You lit it up.
They did
good. It was hard to find a picture of you getting sacked for your mug. That's
only one this year.
Right.
I think. And it might have been my fault, Masco said.
Well, I hope you're not in any games this year unless it's like our two wins we've had thus far where you came in at the end. And
four for minus two.
Four, right. But I hope that's the way it stays because I don't want to see you out there with number one getting hurt. If his shoe decides to malfunction, let it be known on the record. We're all comfortable with you in there, okay?
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Well,
Appreciate it, thanks for having me.
Go get on the glove sack with the dog.
Nap time.
I'm going to go run the streets.
Okay.
See you, bud.
Thanks, bud.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
Hey, and for the record, I do know how to tie a tie. I'm just not proficient at it, but I do know how.
That was gross.